An astronaut lands in zero gravity with a flashing neon flag. Text appears over stars. MTV Entertainment Studios presents. An animated spaceship rockets out of a light speed warp and scrapes against an intergalactic base. A blonde guy, Beavis, and a brunette, Butthead, man the vessel. Credits appear as they race through a laser-laden battle. Mike Judge, Gary Cole, Nat Faxon, Chai McBride, Andrea Savage. Music score by John Frizzell, based on characters from the animated series Beavis and Butthead, created by Mike Judge. Teleplay by Mike Judge and Lee Morton. Story by Mike Judge, Lee Morton, Ian Maxtone-Graham, and Guy Maxtone-Graham. Two pursuing ships crash into each other.
That was cool.
As Beavis and Butthead look back at the destruction, they crash into a wall. Directed by John Rice and Albert Calleros, the view expands and the giant space fortress shifts into side profiles of the two guys, Mike Judge's Beavis and Butthead. Tiny combustions grow into a great explosion, blowing away the logo and reveals the title, Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. The title explodes. In their house, Beavis and Butthead sit on a red couch.
Oh, hello. I'm Butthead.
And I'm Beavis. Welcome.
Some of you may be wondering where we've been since we saw you last. Well, it's quite a tale. A tale of two heroes on a quest to score. Across time and space. It's a story of sex, violence, power.
Yeah, and fire. Yeah, fire. Yeah, don't forget about that.
It all began one ordinary day. A day just like any other.
Ow!
Highland High School Science Fair, 1998. Butthead repeatedly kicks Beavis in the crotch. Mr. Dryson, a guy in a peace sign t-shirt, approaches.
What are you two doing?
Ow!
We're trying to find out how many times I can kick Beavis in the nads before he passes out.
Yeah.
And that's your science fair project?
What science fair?
Yeah, what's that?
Well, it's too bad you didn't take this more seriously, okay? The winner of the science fair this year gets a free trip to NASA space camp.
Whoa, space camp? That's pretty cool, Butthead. What if we really did do a nad-kicking science experiment and we did measurements and we wrote stuff down with a pencil like you're supposed to and maybe we could prove everybody wrong and win the whole science.
Butthead kicks Beavis in the nads.
Whoa.
Power kick 3000.
Beavis, I have an idea for our science fair project.
A mechanical leg.
Okay. Now stand here.
Okay.
Butthead cranks a lever and the foot draws back.
Okay. You're not gonna kick me in the nads again, are you?
No, I'm not, Beavis. Those days are over.
Oh, good. That's a relief. That is the best news I've heard all day. What's that thing?
The leg wallops Beavis in the nuts, sending him soaring through the gym.
Ah!
As Beavis screams, glass cases burst. A pair of beakers shatter, causing a table to ignite. Another student's diesel fuel display explodes. Beavis crash lands in cacti.
Beavis, what the hell are you doing?
Did we win the science fair?
Even better, Beavis. We kicked its ass.
Check it out.
A frenzy of flames.
Fire! Fire! Fire!
Later in court.
Beavis and Butthead, this court hereby finds you guilty.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Kick ass. Yeah.
Please rise. Do you have anything to say before I pass sentence?
If it, like, please the court or something, in my defense, I was trying to kick Beavis in the nads.
Yeah, and I just want to say, Your Majesty, that the explosions were really cool. Amen.
Many have said when it comes to sentencing, I'm the toughest judge in the state. And they're right. But last night, I watched a show called Touched by an Angel, and it made me think. When I look at these two boys today, I don't see their failure. I see our failure.
He said touched.
You boys like explosions, don't you?
Yeah.
And fire.
Me. Well, you know who else liked explosions? Neil Armstrong. And the only difference between him and you is he had the benefit of supportive families and teachers.
Families.
And you know what Neil Armstrong did?
Did he score?
He was the first man on the moon. We never found out who won that trip to space camp because the records were lost when the gym burned down. But whoever it was is going to be fine. They're going to go on to good colleges and fine careers. So I say, why not give opportunity to those who really need it and unlock the potential of these two at-risk youths? I hereby sentence Beavis and Butthead to 8 weeks of space camp.
No!
Later at the Space Center, a shuttle bus parks outside the entrance. Beavis and Butthead hop out, passing the NASA Johnson Space Center sign.
It says Johnson.
At orientation.
Good morning. I'm Commander Serena Ryan, and I'm captain of the Space Shuttle Endeavor.
And I'm Jim Hartson, the lieutenant commander, which is also an important...
This week you'll have a front row seat while we prepare to take a very important mission into space.
Yep.
We're going to bring a new telescope to the Mir space station and use it to observe a small black hole.
Hole.
Albert Einstein and Nathan Rosen theorized black holes could contain rifts in the very fabric of the universe, or wormholes, that could allow one to travel through time and space.
Wormhole?
I always wondered how worms score.
To my right here is a model of the entry port of Russia's Mir space station, where we're going to have to execute a very difficult docking maneuver. I'm going to turn things over to Officer Hartson now, and he's going to show us how it works.
The group watches as the docking shaft slides into the docking port.
Whoa! Ooh!
Yeah!
It goes in and out, in and out.
Oh, yeah!
Whoa!
Okay, space campers, now the fun stuff. Orbital mechanics, come on!
Everyone but Beavis and Butthead scurry off. The two sit at the control panel and fiddle with the joysticks, making the rocket shaft slide in and out.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
At night, they continue playing with it while a janitor cleans.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Now, in the morning.
Ooh, yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh, yeah.
I hope you're not spending too much time with the space campers, Serena. NASA has a lot riding on this mission.
Hey, you guys have to see this. It's amazing.
Ooh, yeah.
It's these two kids from space camp. They're phenomenal. They've been doing this for 18 hours without food or water. It's almost like they have an unhealthy, single-minded obsession with it.
Check this out, buddy.
An arm extends and strokes the docking shaft.
They're using the robotic arm as a secondary backup in case of mechanical failure. No one's ever thought of that.
Incredible.
They're brilliant.
Wait a minute. What if we brought them on the mission to do the docking?
You want those two to go up in space and dock the actual space shuttle to the Mir space station?
And also, I thought I was going to do
that. Think of the PR. Mm-hmm. Two at-risk youths turned astronauts? We could finally get Americans interested in the space program again. What do we have to lose?
Nothing, I don't think.
They'll never make it through the training.
But if they do?
They look to Beavis and Butthead.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boys.
Shut up, we're busy.
Let me ask you something. How would you guys like to do that? But do it for real.
Whoa. You want us to do that? For real?
That's right. I want you to do that for real. In space. With me.
With you?
Me.
That's right.
Whoa.
Yes!
Absolutely.
Yes! 1,000 times yes!
I like your enthusiasm. But it's gonna be hard work. You're gonna have to practice doing this a lot. For hours. Every day.
Yeah, I already do. Yeah. In the bathroom. Yeah. And sometimes in the teacher's lounge. Yeah.
Ma'am, We've been waiting our entire lives for this opportunity. We will not let you down.
Then let's start your training.
Yeah!
In NASA jumpsuits, Beavis and Butthead strut through a cloud of smoke.
Beavis, the government is about to train our schlongs.
For all mankind.
In high-G training, Beavis and Butthead's face skin wildly flaps about.
Hey, Butthead! What part of sex does this train us for?
I think it's the part where your face hurts or something.
That's gonna be good, yeah.
They practice at the docking station. Beavis uses the arm to spank the docking port. Serena and the executive exchange a confident nod. Now, at the multi-axis spinning ride, Beavis and Butthead whirl around.
Does everybody who scores have to do this?
Probably.
At the docking simulator, Beavis and Butthead use the arm to grab a docking cone. They stick the shaft in the cone, then in the docking port.
Not bad.
In the zero-gravity airplane test, a floating Beavis vomits in a spiral.
Damn it, Beavis, stop barfing or you're gonna make me...
They spew vomit throughout the interior. Later, covered in puke, they step off the plane.
Well, that concludes your training. So what do you think? Are you ready to do it?
Yeah, I was ready before, but now I know how to do it upside down or something.
Yeah, I'm ready to do it right now if you want.
That's what I like to hear. Now go get yourselves cleaned up.
Beavis, tomorrow we are going to score with that lady.
In outer space?
Wherever she wants it. Outer space, the back of a car, I don't care.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, what do you think?
I think NASA has a couple new astronauts.
Text, Kennedy Space Center, launch day. Beavis, Butthead, and the rest of the crew wear spacesuits as they step out onto the launch pad. A rafter full of cheering spectators observes the astronauts.
Do you know how few people have done what you're about to do?
No.
Only 256 men and 49 women.
That's a little more than I was hoping, but, you know, that's okay.
From 16 different countries, ranging in age from 28 to 77.
Jesus Christ, we get it.
And that's not even counting the Russian dog and the monkey.
Enough!
Of course, there were some who didn't make it.
We're not going to be one of those, ma'am. I can assure you.
Yeah, we understand the risks.
Mr. Beavin, Mr. Boothroyd, you're the youngest astronauts ever on the space shuttle. What's this moment feel like?
Hold on a second. I've got something I want to say. I just want to say, I've wanted to do this my whole life, but I never thought it would really happen. And, I dreamed about it every night, and then I'd wake up and feel ashamed, and I'd try to hide it from my mom. But today, my dream will come true. And, I just want to say that makes me the luckiest man in the world.
The reporter and the astronauts tear up.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Counting sucks.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Fire! Fire! Fire!
With a trail of smoke behind them, the spaceship lifts off. Outside the atmosphere, a rocket booster detaches.
Endeavor, you are a go. Orbital operations.
They float in zero gravity.
Ugh.
Damn it.
I think the floor's not working.
How are you boys doing?
So, Serena, do you want to, like, just do it right now? Or I was thinking maybe we could...
We don't need you until we dock with the Mir in 3 hours. Until then, do you want to see something amazing?
Serena leads Beavis and Butthead to a separate chamber. She floats over to a window where the bright sun peeks over the Earth's horizon.
Sunrise over Mother Earth. Incredible, isn't it?
Is it 3 hours yet?
This is the best view on the whole ship. That's why they put the controls for the telescope here. Don't mess with those, unless you want to risk breaking a $2 billion piece of equipment.
Now it's probably 3 hours, right?
Take it all in while you can. Just think, all of life. Everything we've ever known is down there, on that beautiful blue marble.
Serena floats away while Beavis and Butthead continue to gaze out the window.
The Earth sucks. Let's mess with those things.
Butthead randomly presses control panel buttons beside a sign that reads, "Do not touch." The telescope extends from the top of the ship as a metal cover clamps it. Beavis peers into the lens.
All I see is, like, nighttime or something.
Let's point it at the sun.
Cool. Maybe we'll see some fire.
Butthead pans the telescope toward the sun, and a bright light beams from the lens.
Just have a look here. See what we can see. Ah! I saw something, but, like, it went away.
Try the other eye. You've got two of them.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Look over here. And...
Damn it, Beavis, you can't do anything right. Step aside.
The astronauts hear the noise, but ignore it. The ship nears the space station. Front side thrusters puff air to steady the ship under the docking port.
Okay, boys, it's go time.
Unable to see, Beavis and Butthead float into the command center.
It's kind of dark.
Let me help you there. It can be tough your first time in space.
Thank you, ma'am.
Are you ready to do it?
Yeah, but I thought you wanted us to do the docking first.
Commence docking sequence.
The docking shaft inches higher to the port. Beavis and Butthead stare blankly through the window, both their eyes completely whited out. An astronaut in the space station waves a friendly hello.
See? They're doing great.
They hit a bunch of random buttons, causing the trajectory of the ship to wiggle sporadically.
Wait, what are you doing? What are they doing?
The docking shaft misses the port and creates a gash across the space station's hull.
Hey,
stop!
The shaft pierces and collides with the station. It breaks apart as the astronaut floats in space, dead. The crew spins in a panic.
Fire! 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 Damn it! I can't see it!
The ship careens away in a ball of fire, heading further into space.
Endeavor, can you hear me?
We copy, Houston.
Endeavor, your situation is critical. You've lost 91% of your oxygen and 93% of the fuel you need to return to Earth. The Mir has been damaged, causing an international incident with Russia. We've missed our window to observe the black hole, which will next be this close to Earth in 34 trillion years. Also...
The video call cuts out. Serena turns to the crew.
And now we've lost comms with Earth.
Well, if you're looking for some good news, I can see again.
Yeah, we're ready to try the docking now.
Looks like you guys got in a wreck.
Yeah, what happened?
We're gonna make it back to Earth. I promise you that. But here's the problem. I don't know how to say this, so I'm just gonna get right to it. There are seven of us, and we only have enough oxygen for five people to make it home alive. So we all have a decision to make. Two people need to sacrifice themselves.
I think we're all thinking the same thing here. Can we put the TV back on?
Yeah, but something cool this time, because that show sucked.
Yeah, really. You have no oxygen, blah, 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 blah.
No, we can't put the TV back on. That was our last communication with Earth.
You know what does
Captain, in order if I can make a suggestion.
Guys, I volunteer.
Captain, no.
You can't be serious.
I'm the captain of this ship. It would be easy to blame our predicament on the mistakes of two absolute idiots.
Boy, I'm glad you said it, not us.
Yeah, really. Where'd you find these two dumbasses?
No, you! I'm clearly talking about you!
But I chose you for this mission. And ultimately, the responsibility lies with me.
I'll volunteer too. If this is the end, I want to make it count for something.
And?
I'm going to put on my suit and take one last spacewalk. It's how I always wanted to go.
Wait a minute, where's she going? Is it time to score?
Beavis, they put us in this rocket thing for one reason. To score with Serena. It's gonna be one giant leap for our schlongs.
Yeah, for all mankind.
Beavis and Butthead catch up to Serena.
Serena?
What?
I just wanted to thank you for choosing us for this honor. I know I'm not the first guy most people would pick, but you did. And I'll be thankful for the rest of my life. Yeah. That's all.
Your actions this day will not soon be forgotten.
Maybe I misjudged you two. Listen. This belonged to my grandmother. She used to tell me, keep dreaming your dreams. Mm-hmm. One day, they might just come true.
Huh.
I want you to have it.
Okay.
Watch me through the window, doing what I love. One last time. My dream's over.
Uh-huh.
But I hope someday, your dream comes true. I've got to go put on my suit.
Whoa. She wants us to watch her change through the window.
You sure about that, Butthead?
Of course, dumbass. You heard her. She said, watch me through the window and your dreams will come true.
Oh, yeah.
And she gave us this bracelet to seal the deal.
Yeah.
Outside the spaceship, Beavis and Butthead crawl across the ship's ladder, clad in their own spacesuits. In the locker room, Serena stoically prepares. Beavis and Butthead float into the window's view.
Are you shitting me?
Butthead fingers the bracelet, but it floats away.
Okay, I've had enough of these dickheads.
Serena grabs the mechanical arm's controls and aims it toward Beavis and Butthead. She winds it up, then wallops them into space.
Enjoy space.
Now that I'm about to be captain, things are going to be a little different around here. First of all, oh, hello.
I have some extremely distressing news to share. Specialist Beavis and Specialist Butthead made the very brave and noble decision to sacrifice themselves.
Oh, that's awful. What a tragedy.
So, no reason for me to volunteer then? Okay. Just so we're clear then, I unvolunteer. Yeah, I did volunteer, you know, for the record. You can tell people.
Beavis and Butthead hit a piece of the station, boomeranging them back toward the spaceship. They smack into the windshield, but Serena blows them off.
Believe me, I tried to talk them out of it, but they felt it was the right thing to do, and they left the airlock before I could stop them. No, but while their tragically brief lives may be over, they will live forever in our memories.
Beavis and Butthead drift through space. Text appears, several days later.
The elaborate dance of seduction continues.
Yeah, she really knows how to build the anticipation, you know what I'm saying? Whoa! Butthead, what is that thing? It feels like it's sucking us in or something.
It looks like some kind of gigantic hole. And it's black. Wait a minute, Beavis. I think I know what kind of hole this is.
Really?
It's a butthole.
What? No, no, no. No way. No thanks. No. I don't want to die in a butthole. I have dreams about it all the time. No. No way.
Settle down, Beavis.
The black hole sucks them in before it disappears. Elsewhere, the black hole opens over an ocean as they fall through. They wash to shore as text appears. Galveston, Texas, 2022. They scope out the somewhat busy beach.
Butthead, where are we?
I don't know.
Are we still in space?
Whoa, Beavis, you're not gonna believe this. Look at that number up there on the billboard.
Let's see, there's a 2, and then, some kind of circle, and I don't know what that is. I've never seen one of those before.
No, dumbass, not that number. That one. 69.
69th Annual Texas Barbecue Festival, 2022.
So anyway, are we still in space, though?
Whoa, Beavis, look. It's Serena.
Serena Ryan for governor.
I guess she, like, made a big sign so we'd remember we're supposed to score with her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, that's really thoughtful of her. She's a really nice lady.
Well, let's go do her.
They trudge across the beach. Text appears. The Pentagon. In the war room.
The missing nuke is somewhere here in the Caucasus Mountains. It is our nation's highest priority to find it.
It's happened.
Excuse me.
We've detected a major space-time breach in American airspace.
My God.
And something came through it. Two life forms.
Who could it be? The Chinese? Russia?
Or aliens?
This is why we needed that space telescope to observe the black hole in 98. Damn it! Whatever they are, we need to get down there and find them.
And dissect them.
Get Alpha Team on the plane. We're wheels up in 5 minutes.
A thermal scan of Beavis and Butthead flash on a monitor, then duplicate. Warning, second space-time breach, two additional life forms. At the beach, Beavis and Butthead throw away their spacesuits.
Yeah, that's better.
You can't score with these things on.
Alien Beavis and Butthead appear.
Greetings, Beavis and Butthead.
We bring you a grave warning.
Who are you, fart knockers?
We are you, from what your primitive planet would call an alternate universe.
A what?
An alternate universe. A what?
Did you see the cartoon Spider-Man movie, perchance?
No.
Oh, that would have made explaining it a lot easier.
Our names are unknowable to your puny brains, but you may call us Smart Beavis and Smart Butthead.
You see, in infinite universes, there are infinite iterations of every person. Every possible version of you exists, and we are the most intelligent versions.
Did any of the other versions ever score?
No. No version of Beavis and Butthead has ever scored.
That is true in every reality.
Cool. We're gonna be the first ones.
Yeah.
Humorous. Quite humorous, yes.
Droll. Very droll, yes. Whimsical.
That is amusing, yes. Quite jocular, yes.
Yes. Mirthful, yes.
Okay, that's enough frivolity. When you went through the black hole, you traveled through a five-dimensional portal in space and time.
But in so doing, you damaged the delicate structure of the cosmos.
Yeah, damage is cool, yeah.
And now both of our universes face total destruction.
And so we come to you for help.
There is a space-time portal that will return you to your time.
You must enter this portal before it closes in 2 days, or everything you have ever known will be gone forever.
The portal is located on the highest point on your planet, atop your Mount Everest.
This is your quest.
You have exactly 2 days. May science be with you.
You said Mount Smart Beavis.
Yes, their primitive language has two meanings for that word, yes.
Humorous, quite jocular.
Very droll, whimsical, yes, yes. What did they say?
I don't know. I think they were, like, British or something. Okay, now let's go score.
At an election booth.
We're here for Serena.
She probably told you about us. So if you can just, like, you know, tell her we're ready to get down with it.
Okay, so you want to volunteer? Maybe do some canvassing for Serena?
Canvassing? We've never done this before, so, like, you know, maybe just, you know, the regular way. You know?
I want to volunteer my wiener.
Why don't we just step over here so we can get a picture of you two?
So do we need to, like, take our clothes off or something? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna score. Yeah.
At the Texas State Capitol.
Oh, these polls are horse shit. Can you remind me why I'm paying you to get me reelected governor?
And me reelected lieutenant governor, which is also...
Well, Governor, our new strategy is youth outreach.
Youth outreach.
Our campaign teams have been recruiting young volunteers to use for a new ad campaign. We brought some pictures for you to look at.
Pictures, okay.
No, no, loser, ew, no.
She pauses on Beavis and Butthead's photo, and her eyes grow wide.
Clear the room.
Her cabinet leaves.
I'm assuming you wanted me to stay because I'm second in command.
Look at this. They look exactly like those kids I killed on the mission in 98.
Wow, they really do. But they can't be the same kids. That's impossible.
It's them. I know it. I spent 3 weeks stranded in space because of those two. Certain I would die, drinking my own urine, We had to eat Flight Specialist Jung.
Yeah, I didn't actually get to eat any.
And then 24 years haunted that I had killed two people, that the world would find out what I'd done.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I didn't know that, because it sort of puts me in a tricky position going to jail-wise.
They must have fallen into the black hole somehow. Traveled through an Einstein-Rosen wormhole.
That's amazing. I mean, we have to tell the scientific community.
We have to kill them before they tell everyone what I did.
Right, kill them. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, that's what I meant. That's, yep. Okay, good.
I just hope we're not too late. Get the helicopter. Tell them I'm gonna go visit some sick, I don't know, veterans or dogs.
Why wasn't she there, Butthead? Why would she put up a big picture of herself and then not be there?
It's a little game she's playing. She wants us to chase her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we come.
Excuse me. Please, Fedro, to take this.
Take it?
Yes.
Okay.
He puts the phone in his pocket.
You heard like this, and look here.
Whoa. Check it out, Beavis. That guy just gave us this cool little TV.
Do you have any bigger TVs?
This show sucks. It's like just these fat people standing there.
I don't know, Butthead. It's not that bad.
It's good. Should we back up?
Okay.
Like this or more backing up?
We're trying to watch TV.
The railing breaks and the family falls into the water. Beavis and Butthead watch on the phone screen.
That was cool.
Yeah, it's like the show really found itself, you know. Glad we stuck with it.
At a food stand.
We want some nachos, but we don't have any money.
So why don't you just pay with your phone?
You mean this thing?
Here, I'll show you. What's your password?
Password?
Your password is password? That's original.
Whoa. We just paid for that with this?
Yeah, you can pay for anything with your phone.
Whoa! Anything?
That's right. Anything at all.
Beavis, this changes everything.
At a bodega, Beavis and Butthead wander in and walk out with a mountain of nachos. At a restaurant, they decline wine and receive a pile of nachos. At a jewelry shop, they pass on a gold chain in favor of an emerald-laced bowl. Later, they fill the bowl with nachos. They munch on them down the street before chucking the bowl in the trash. At a club, Beavis and Butthead stand on the bar and make it rain nachos. Annoyed patrons scurry away from the raining cheese and chips. In a luxury suite, nachos litter every wall, couch, and appliance in sight. Beavis and Butthead lounge in a bathtub of cheese. At the beach, FBI agents measure a footprint.
Sir. Based on eyewitness interviews, we've made a composite sketch of the life forms.
Beavis and Butthead.
Whatever they are, they're definitely not human.
At the nacho-scattered luxury suite.
Send up 100 more orders of nachos.
Hey, Butthead. This phone kicks ass and everything, but we need to find Serena. Yeah.
Shut up, Beavis. I'm speaking with the nacho man. You see what I have to deal with?
Hey, seriously.
How can I help you?
Whoa. Who is this?
I'm Siri. I'm here to help.
Hey, it's Serena. Hey, Butthead.
Damn it, Beavis. I told you to shut up. Do those nachos come with side orders of nachos?
Hello?
How can I help you?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah. Good to talk to you. Yeah. I was wondering, when we're gonna score, you know?
Notre Dame is losing to Alabama, 7-0.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know you probably like Butthead more, but I was thinking,
I don't understand Butthead.
Yeah, me neither. It's like, he thinks he can tell me what to do, and he's always trying to kick my ass for no reason, and it just gets old after a while. You know? I'm tired of it.
How can I help you?
Oh, just, you know, like, listening, you know, helps a lot, you know, and I guess I never really had anybody, you know, like, that actually listens, like, when I'm talking and stuff, you know?
Like nobody here's the real Beavis, you know what I'm saying?
I don't understand Beavis.
You know, neither do I sometimes. Yeah, neither do I.
And don't skimp on the nacho cheese sauce or I'm talking to the manager. Beavis? Beavis?
You know, it's like, sometimes when I talk to you, you know, I have this, like, strange feeling. It's like I'm, happy and sad at the same time. I don't know what it means.
Do you want me to search the web?
Yeah, spider webs kick ass. Yeah. Maybe we can search for some, yeah.
A spider web is a structure created by a spider out of protonaceous spider silk.
It feels good to talk.
Open the door, butthole.
I don't understand butthole.
Leave us alone!
Damn it, Beavis, are you talking to Serena? Unlock the door now.
I can't unlock the door. First, you need to set up the home app. Would you like me to help you set up your home?
Wait a minute. You're at our home?
Would you like me to help you set up your home?
Butthead, she's at the house. We need to go home right now so we can score.
Notre Dame is losing to Alabama 17-10.
Outside.
Walking directions to 322 Woodson Street, Highland, Texas.
Wood.
Your trip will take 167 hours.
We'll be there before sunset, Beavis.
At the luxury suite, the FBI kicks down the door, guns drawn.
We just missed them, sir.
Nacho cheese spells butt.
They wanted us to find this.
A cheese-stained towel shows Beavis's face.
Definitely not human.
They paid for the room with a phone, so we were able to get a recording of their voices.
Wood, son. You have wood, son.
It's crude, but they're learning to approximate human speech. I'll know more when I dissect their mouth parts.
We've got GPS lock on the phone.
Let's move!
Governor, oh my gosh. I can't believe I finally get to meet you.
And I'm the lieutenant.
I'm just so interested in all my young supporters, but particularly these two.
Oh, them.
Did they say anything about me? Or tell you why they were here?
No. Mostly they just laughed a lot. From the minute I introduced myself.
Introduced yourself? What's your name?
I'm Richard Wack.
Dick Wack.
Well, I've always gone by Richard for that very reason.
It really is them.
Damn it. Order a roadblock on all roads leading out of town. Say it's... Do people still care about terrorism?
I do, Governor.
Let's go with that.
And so does the whole Wack family.
I was wondering something. I had a conversation with this chick one time. And so, I was wondering, how do you know when you're, like, in love? You know what I'm saying?
What wuss-ass thing did you just say, Beavis?
Never mind. I'm just gonna take a whiz, butthead. I'll just go ahead and get that from you.
He grabs the phone and heads into a porta-potty.
Hey, Serena. How's it going?
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice, yeah.
I can't change my voice, but you can do it yourself in settings.
Oh, no, I like your voice. I just want to say, you know, we were eating some nachos, you know, and I love nachos, you know, and then I was thinking about you and me, and I just want to say, that I also love,
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
You know what I'm talking about, though, right? You know, it's a word that starts with an L, I think, or something. I mean, maybe you could say it first, you know. I mean, you know, if you want to, you know.
Sorry, I'm having trouble connecting to the network.
Uh-huh. And?
Damn it, Beavis, you better not be talking to Serena in there.
No, I'm just spanking my monkey.
You better be.
I don't understand spanking my monkey.
Damn it, Beavis, you lying son of a bitch.
Shut up! Anyway, Serena, I was just gonna say, and I've never said this to any girl before, but, I love you.
Butthead kicks the door down and the phone ricochets into the toilet.
No!
We just lost the phone signal.
Damn it!
The FBI drives past the porta-potty.
Get it before it gets all covered with turds.
He falls in head first.
I don't see it, Butthead. Maybe it's deeper in. I can just... Get me out of here!
Do you see it now?
It stinks!
Damn it, Davis, you gotta really get down there. Not even trying.
Buddy, come on, help me!
Okay, Beavis. I'll help you. Guess I have to do everything myself.
Get me out of here now!
Come on.
Oh, God.
Butthead jumps on Beavis. A worker loads the porta potty onto a trailer.
Down here.
I don't care about your turds, Beavis. Now get down there. We need that phone to score.
They must have known we were tracking their phone and put it in some sort of signal blocking device or Faraday cage.
They've studied our tradecraft. They're good.
The porta potty truck drives past the FBI van. Later, the truck drives along country roads while Butthead continues to jump on Beavis.
Damn it! Hey, what's rolling around down there?
Now, driving through a lilac field.
There's turds down here. Whoa.
Later, Beavis and Butthead lie passed out in the porta potty as the truck cruises on. At sunrise, Butthead awakens and starts to stomp on Beavis again.
Time to wake up, Beavis.
Where am I?
The truck pulls up to an event at a college campus. A worker unloads the porta potty with them in it.
Wait a second. I think I see it. I found it!
Ah, damn it, that's not a phone. There it is, dumbass.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it there yet.
You're disgusting, Beavis.
Your trip to Woodson Street. Highland will take 274 hours.
Whoa. She's counting the hours. Let's get moving, Beavis.
In an FBI fighter jet, the team surveys monitors.
Sir, we've got a lock on the phone again.
Change course to intercept.
We won't lose them this time.
The plane changes course.
What is this? Is this college or something?
It could be. Something sucks.
Yeah, boy. Let's get out of here before we learn something, Butthead.
Yeah, really.
Smart Beavis and Butthead appear.
Beavis, Butthead, it is we.
We have made the quest easier. We have moved the portal.
Mount Everest seemed like a good idea at the time for its proximity to space, but the trip was a longie.
Are you those guys that are like us or something?
We've covered this already.
The portal is now over there, behind the Classics building.
It is well hidden there because no one cares about the humanities anymore.
They want jobs that will allow them to pay off their student debt.
Amusing, yes.
Yes, humorous, yes.
The turtle will comment on the time.
Yes, yes, amusing.
Seek the portal before all is destroyed.
The lives of billions depend on it.
Hurry, you haven't but much time.
He said butt munch.
I did not. But I can see how it would be quite humorous if I had.
Yes, yes. Humorous. Very amusing.
Yes, yes. They do sound similar, yes. Amusing and incongruous.
I like those guys.
How'd they disappear, though?
Who cares? Magic sucks.
Serena and Jim find the campus.
Are you sure about this? Feels a little bit like a wild goose chase.
Listen. One of our dipshit college campaign volunteers had some crazy story about how she saw two teenagers coming out of the same porta potty, laughing at nothing, and one of them was covered in feces and nacho cheese. Who else could it be?
Well, when I was in college, I did some pretty crazy...
Here's the deal. If I don't kill those guys, I'm gonna be accused of murder. And if I'm gonna be accused of murder, I might as well kill those guys. So we're going to find them.
Mm-hmm. She wields a pistol.
Let's take a shortcut through this thing.
While exaggerating gender norms sometimes winds up subverting existing paradigms.
Don't mind us.
We just need to get through here so we can score.
Yeah. There's a slut at her house who's gonna, like, do it with us. Any of you ladies want to, join the party?
Hang on, everyone. Hang on. This is teachable, okay? Now, they use the word slut in a sex-positive way, which is a good thing. But other than that, these two are a reminder that we still have a long, hard road ahead of us.
Long, hard.
Yeah, like a wiener, you know, or a schlong, you know, get it?
Uh-huh. Why don't we start by having you two tell us what you thought of the reading assignments for today?
We don't really read stuff.
Of course not, because you don't need to. Because Daddy's connections got you into college. And we'll get you a job on Wall Street.
Wait a minute. Do you know who my dad is?
I'm sure he's very powerful and can have me fired, but I don't care.
Cool. My dad's powerful.
Oh, that's cool, yeah. Because Butthead's mom said he died of syphilis. Wow.
This is a classic example of white privilege. And you both have it.
What's that?
Anyone want to fill them in?
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay, so white privilege is when white people, particularly men, automatically assume they can take whatever they want.
And they never have to worry about getting stopped by the police. And they have the inside track for any job they...
I've got this one, Aisha. They have the inside track for any job they want.
Exactly, Gage. Thank you for that. That's white privilege.
Whoa. And we have that?
You sure do.
I see.
Whoa. I never realized this stuff.
Yeah. You've really opened up my eyes.
Well, I'm glad we've been able to enlighten you. The real question is, do you think you'll be acting differently from now on?
I guarantee it.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Step aside, please. We have white privilege.
Butthead steals food and Beavis scarfs down a woman's fries.
Don't worry, it's okay. We automatically assume we can take what we want, and we don't have to worry about the police. It's okay, you didn't know. We didn't either. Good stuff, now.
This is what we were taught, sir.
We're subverting existing paradigms.
In the bookstore, they steal a woman's shopping cart and shove it toward the quad.
This rules. I never thought I'd say this, but I'm glad we went to college.
Yeah, it's like, now I have the skills for today's workplace.
Well, let's see. What should we take next? Let's take that car.
But that's a police car.
Beavis, you dumbass. Didn't you hear? We don't have to worry about getting stopped by the police.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Beavis. Let's tear ass.
Butthead backs it up through a line of bikes and into a pillar.
That was cool.
Don't move!
Sir, maybe you didn't know, but we have white privilege.
Get your hands where I can see them!
I think the problem is you're just uneducated.
Yeah, we're gonna get jobs on Wall Street. You guys know where that is? Hey, cut it out! Our dads are powerful! They did not die of syphilis!
Hey, Beavis was driving.
Butthead drops the phone.
We're in jail, Beavis. This kicks ass.
Yeah, that youth pastor always said we'd be here someday. We finally made it.
The system works, Beavis. So, sir, how long do we have to stay here? Like an hour?
Yeah, we're on our way to go score.
Well, you got no one to bail you out, so you'll be here until your arraignment in a month. I'll come get you then.
What? What? A month?
That sucks.
No!
The FBI finds the phone.
They ditched the phone. They could be anywhere.
This is their work. They're toying with us.
Jim and Serena.
It's the feds. They're on this too. How much do they know about the murders I committed?
Oh, attempted. Yeah, in a video game. Yeah, I wasn't there.
In jail, Beavis and Butthead sit with inmates.
The fuck?
Damn it. Serena's gonna be at our house, and we're not gonna be there. She's gonna think I don't care.
You care.
I do care. Sometimes I think about her, and I don't even get a boner, but I feel good anyway.
Damn it, Beavis, shut up. You're embarrassing me. If you don't get a boner when you think about her, then you don't know what love is.
McCabe, inspection, now.
Shit! Okay, listen up, kid. You're gonna help me out. I can't let them find these on me, so you're gonna take them.
A bag of pills.
You want me to take all of those?
Yes, moron, take them now.
Okay, I'm gonna... Tastes weird. Kind of salty.
Hey, don't eat them. Had them in your pants.
Shut up.
McCabe!
Beavis munches on the pills while the inmate leaves. Beavis starts to shake as he munches on the drugs.
This is gonna be cool.
Maybe you ought to check on that kid.
You better shut up, McCabe.
The officer escorts McCabe away. Through a window, Beavis can be seen, freaking out. Later, Butthead approaches two inmates.
Which one of you guys does tattoos?
Hey, you better tell your friend to chill, man.
Yeah, he's not really my friend. He just, like, follows me around all the time. I think I want to get a tattoo of a butt right here on my forehead.
Out in the courtyard.
I am Cornholio! I need TP for my bunghole!
In McCabe's cavity search.
Don't make my bunghole angry! I demand TP! Give me all your TP! All your TP, now!
A new inmate.
Quit disrespecting me!
The inmate fights the guards and Beavis slips out. A guard ignores security footage.
Do not disrespect my bunghole!
He peers at the footage as Beavis walks out of view. In the cafeteria, Beavis hurries in and throws up his hands.
I am Cornholio! I need teepee for my bunghole.
The inmates scrutinize him.
I demand teepee! I demand teepee! More teepee!
Little dude's right. We do need more teepee.
More teepee! More teepee! I demand teepee!
Yeah, we want more teepee. They never give us enough.
You will not disrespect my bunghole!
Yeah, they're disrespecting us. They're disrespecting our bungholes.
Please demand TP!
Yeah, little guy's right about the toilet paper.
No man can see his own bunghole.
One butt cheek here, and then one here.
Look, are you sure you don't want a pair of dice or something?
Dice? This is gonna be on my head for the rest of my life, dumbass.
You cannot imprison the almighty bunghole. And now, you must pay.
What the hell?
I don't get it, sir. It started out as a simple request for toilet paper, but now it's out of control.
You have nothing to lose but your bunghole.
Prepare the extraction team.
Who is this guy? Antifa? MS-13?
We ran him and his associates' fingerprints, and it came back that they died in 1998.
What the hell?
Guards race to grab shotguns, shields, batons, and other riot gear. They march in formation toward the cafeteria.
No man is free, while one bunghole is in chains!
They died in 98? We're dealing with something here that's beyond explanation. Have you ever seen a show called Touched by an Angel?
No.
They always come with a message. What could his be?
I am Cornholio! I need TV for my bunghole!
The armed guards arrive.
Stand by to take down Cornholio!
Have you seen my bunghole?
When I open this door, unleash hell!
Another guard stops him.
Stand down! This has turned into something bigger. Cornholio's their hero. He did the most dangerous thing you can do in this place. He gave those men hope. And there's a funny thing about hope. It's contagious. And these days, well, I think we need all the hope we can get.
I hope you can see my bunghole.
So what are we supposed to do?
The only thing we can do, give those prisoners all the toilet paper we got. And then we're gonna put those two boys on a bus back to where they came from. Destroy their records. And as far as I'm concerned, they were never here. And with God's help, we will learn from Cornholio's message today, and we will become better men.
I have but one bunghole to give. And I give it to you.
Later, a convoy of toilet paper trucks bookended by a police escort arrive outside the prison. The trucks back up into loading docks. Now, at a bus stop, a guard shakes Butthead's hand before he and Beavis board and drive away. Later, the FBI shows a jail guard the realistic sketch of the two.
National security? Well, that sounds important. But those two boys were never here. Nope. No record of them at this facility.
The agents leave.
No jail was gonna hold those two for long. And apparently they have the ability to wipe people's memories.
Now, Serena and Jim.
And to that end, I'm here to surprise pardon two criminals as part of my new soft-on-crime initiative. And
I'll just take them back to the Capitol with me in my car.
We heard about two youngsters arrested over at TSU for some minor offenses.
No, no one fitting that description was ever here.
Really? Are you sure about that?
Absolutely. So, who do you want to surprise pardon?
Later, two inmates drive with them.
Ma'am, we just want to say thank you for pardoning us. We appreciate—
Shut up! Where the hell are Beavis and Butthead?
Oh, those guys? Oh, the warden put them on a bus back to their hometown. Highland, Texas, I think it was.
Oh.
Highland, Texas. Finally, a stroke of good luck.
Thank you, Governor!
The inmates whirl off in Serena's car while she and Jim sit tied to a tree.
You know, I guess the lesson to learn from this is you probably should have pardoned someone smaller. Because then—
God damn it!
Nighttime on a desert highway. The bus cruises down a road. Butthead and other passengers sleep while Beavis gazes out the window. He glances at Butthead.
We're almost there, right, Butthead? We sure are, Beavis. It's been a long journey.
Butthead?
Yeah?
What do you think's gonna happen when we score?
Beavis, everything is gonna be different. Just imagine it.
Beavis squeezes his eyes shut. Now he envisions lying in bed with a naked Serena.
Beavis?
Huh?
You just scored with me.
I did? Me.
Yes. And now I'm your girlfriend.
Yes!
They merrily skip a field with mountains behind them. They set an ant on fire with a magnifying glass.
Oh!
Whoa.
You're right, Beavis. Fire is cool.
Someone shoves Beavis.
I'm gonna tear your head off.
No, you're not! I'm his girlfriend!
In a chainmail bikini, Serena decapitates three men. One guy flees, but she pulls out a dagger and chucks it into his back. A Pegasus lands on a car. Serena and Beavis hop on and fly away with a rainbow trailing behind them.
Beavis, from now on, it's just gonna be you and me. And Butthead.
Butthead's face is on the Pegasus.
I'm a deer.
Meanwhile, in Butthead's fantasy, he wears a golden money chain and a mink coat as he struts through a vibrant club. He points, and women flock to him.
Hey, Butthead. I heard you put your thingy in a girl's thingy.
I sure did.
Did it hurt?
Nope. And I was never worried that it would.
Would.
Oh, Butthead. Would you please score with us and every other girl you know?
Indeed.
Back on the bus.
Island, end of the line.
Butthead notices the empty bus.
Beavis. Beavis, wake up. We made it.
Yeah, we're gonna score. Yeah.
This is gonna be cool.
A for sale sign stands in the yard.
Serena?
Serena!
An open house.
Butthead, what are all these people doing in our house?
Are we having a party or something?
Better not be. We have to have sex in here.
Welcome, Anita Ross, Castle Realty. Are you interested in the home?
This is our house?
Oh, hell yeah. I fell in love with it, too. Let me give you the tour.
What did you do to our house?
Well, the current owner bought the property to flip. Complete renovation.
Yeah, this sucks.
The house was empty for a long time because it belonged to the mother of one of these two teenagers who died in this accident on the space shuttle. Shirley Beavis.
Yeah. Whoa, Butthead, look, a garbage disposal. Yeah,
cool.
Kick ass.
Yeah, it's all brand new. Anyway, you won't believe what happened to Shirley Beavis when her son died in space. She went totally.
They grind an apple in the garbage disposal.
Then, after she blew through the settlement money, she did something you weren't going to. She took... Bittersweet thing she said is, if she could just see her son one more time, she would tell him these words. Son.
A wooden spoon.
Yeah, grind it in.
Beavis gets his hand caught.
Ah!
Kicks ass.
Ow. Yeah, cool. So, so where's Serena?
Who?
Serena. Yeah, Siri for short.
Siri?
Is she in the bedroom already?
I mean, if there's, like, a line, that's cool and everything, but, we were led to believe we would get first dibs.
Shut up, butthead. Come on.
There's no smart home system, if that's what you mean. There's no Siri here.
She's not here? But she said she'd be here. Me. She's never lied to us before.
On the couch.
What happened, butthead? She promised she was gonna be here. And now she's not. I thought we had something. Where is she?
Damn it, Beavis, how am I supposed to know? Where's the remote?
What are these things?
A bookshelf replaces the TV.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, where's the TV?
They're books.
What? Books? Books? No! No! We were supposed to score! It was gonna be the best thing in the world! And instead, all we get is books! The worst thing in the world! I'm tired of this crap! It's not fair!
Damn it, Beavis, this is all your fault. I would have scored if you hadn't scared her off with all your wuss feelings talk.
Oh, Serena, I don't have a boner.
Shut up, butthead! I don't sound like that! You're the one who scared her off! You're always calling her a slut!
That's because she is a slut, Beavis. She's an S-L, O, or something, slut. She told us herself, remember? 256 men, 49 women, a dog, a chimpanzee with a wiener the size of a...
Beavis smacks butthead with a book.
Beavis, you've just crossed a line. And I think we both know what needs to happen now.
Butthead smacks him. Beavis kicks him in the nads.
Butthead, I'm gonna kill you, you son of a bitch!
Oh, my. Now, I know this can be an emotional decision for
Beavis,
a couple, but...
son of a
yeah, all right, here we go, here we go. Let's just... let's just move this party outside.
Get your hands off me, bunghole.
Okay, just go. Good. My email's on the flyer.
Damn it, butthead! And I finally found someone, and you're jealous!
I have feelings, Serena. Let's hold hands.
Shut up, butthead! You're the one who drove her away! She said she doesn't understand you, and we talked about spider webs, and you ruined everything!
Damn it, Beavis. Serena never liked you. She was just talking to you to get to me. I'm tired of you weighing me down. I'm gonna get out of here. And don't follow me.
Well, don't follow me, butthole.
Beavis and Butthead storm off in opposite directions. Later, Butthead trudges through the rain alone. Elsewhere, Beavis does the same.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
Beavis peers into a window and spots two friends sitting in front of a TV, laughing. He bows his head as he continues on.
Said you were leaving.
Butthead peers into a restaurant, watching as a kid smacks his friend in the face. Butthead frowns, slouching forward as he shuffles on.
So tell me all
Shut
about
up,
it.
Dumbass.
A biker kicks another biker in the nuts. A tear slides down Beavis's cheek. Near a jewelry shop, Butthead spots a couple getting engaged. He ignores them to watch two ladybugs hump on the glass.
Hey, Beavis.
Someone throws him in a trunk.
Let go of me, butthole.
Now an FBI agent snatches Beavis.
Hey, what are you doing?
In an interrogation room, Beavis sits handcuffed. The agents lay out a torture kit.
Are you here because you hate the United States?
The United States? Is that like part of America or something?
They share a glance.
It's hard to believe this species mastered interstellar travel.
Perhaps the two beings share one brain. Apart, they're barely able to feed themselves. But together, their intelligence is beyond what we can even conceive.
We've located the second creature.
If we keep them apart, it'll neutralize the threat.
But if we don't bring them together, we'll never know their plans for world conquest. Or the location of their internal sexual organs.
Pipe.
Stop playing dumb. Are you here to destroy me?
If that's how you want it, baby. But I can also be very gentle.
Okay, we're not getting anywhere.
I don't mind the handcuffs, but, like, Is this dumbass gonna be in the room while we're getting it on?
Who is this?
Hello, Governor. It appears we each have something the other wants.
At a motel.
Governor Ryan, the Secret Defense Command demands you turn over your prisoner immediately for reasons of national security.
You're sitting too close to me, Beavis.
You're sitting too close to me!
As long as you're in the state of Texas, Special Agent, both those boys belong to me.
And to a lesser extent me, because I'm the lieutenant.
There's no ice in this.
Could your assistant get me some ice as well?
Oh, I'm not actually her assistant. I'm the lieutenant, Governor.
Person, just get us some ice.
Jim slumps as he shuffles away.
Bunghole. You're the bunghole butt wagon.
The federal government has jurisdiction.
He said dick.
You can get this minute. It's not that funny. Federal law dictates that you turn them over.
Whoa. He definitely said dick that time.
Yeah, so what? It's not that funny, but so one word sounds like another word. Big deal. Who cares?
So you can ruin me and have me replaced as governor with one of your deep state assets?
She said eight ass.
Whoa! Eight ass! She said eight ass!
Jesus, what is wrong with you? I did not say eight ass!
She said it again!
Eight ass.
They're just sitting around saying eight ass.
Eight ass.
Eight ass.
They are really annoying.
Eight ass.
Is there another room we can put them in?
Eight ass.
In a different room, Beavis and Butthead sit handcuffed to a bed.
And then she said she didn't say eight ass, which made her say it again, and then we said it. Remember?
Yeah. That was cool.
Oh, boy.
Quick, I don't have much time. I know what Serena did to you on the Endeavor.
She hasn't done it yet.
It's gonna be any minute, though, yeah.
I can help you bring her down.
So, you'd be in the room?
I'll be right behind you all the way.
Really?
I don't know, Butthead. I guess it's worth it. I mean, I wouldn't say no to anything at this point.
Here's the plan. I left the keys in that green car right down there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take the highway northbound to the Pecos County rest stop.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
There's a reporter from the morning news waiting to hear your story.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Did you get all that?
Yes, sir.
Yep. We're gonna score.
Damn right.
I have to go back in there before they get suspicious. But you've got to get out of here now. The people in there want you dead. What she tried to do to you in 98... she's done to me every day for 24 years.
Christ.
Whoa.
There's no need to brag about it.
I'm going to make sure she can't do it to you or anyone else ever again.
Wait a minute. I think I see what's going on here. He doesn't want us to score. That's why he took the handcuffs off.
Yeah, because he knows Serena has a thing for handcuffs. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why he gave us a car and directions to someplace far away where Serena will never find us. That dirty butthole.
Damn it! What's wrong with that guy? He scored every day for 24 years! That's 50 times!
We gotta get back in there and get those handcuffs back on, Beavis. We just outsmarted that son of a bitch. Damn it, it's locked.
Quick, butt at the window!
They open the window and tumble back inside.
Ah! Yeah, that was close. I can't wait to see the look on his face when he sees that car and we're not in it. Yeah. Me.
What did I miss?
This is so funny. We were arguing whether they're aliens or the boys from the space shuttle, but then we realized it doesn't matter. We both want the same thing.
We want to kill them, and they want to dissect them. We're all on the same team.
Well, let's go kill them.
And dissect them. Right, Phil?
You got me.
The green car still sits.
What the hell?
That is so funny.
Just hold on a second.
What is it, Hartson?
All this talk about dissecting is making me curious. No, you know what? Forget it. It's probably way too complicated for someone like me to understand.
Oh, no. On the contrary, this'll just take a minute. I've got some pictures on my phone. First, you need to locate the anus.
The handcuffs.
Okay, there. We got him closed. Now let's put our hands in.
It won't fit, Butthead. How'd we ever get our hands in here in the first place?
Let's open them up and start over again. We need a key.
I think that guy said the keys are in the green car.
Oh, yeah. Good thinking, Beavis.
Thanks.
I know you're thinking I need an expensive scalpel, but save your money for the embalming fluid. There's a guy in Ecuador who can set
you know
you
what?
Up with
we don't have time for this. Let's go kill those boys, huh?
Damn it.
I think you just,
this key sucks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Butthead attempts to slide the car key in the handcuffs lock. As Serena, Jim, and the agents head to the room, the car's trunk door sporadically opens.
They're gone!
What? I can't believe it!
Where could they have gone?
I think I have an idea.
Directions to 322 Woodson Street, Highland, Texas.
Wood.
Let's go.
Jim spots the green car.
Hartson, get in the van.
It doesn't fit. Hey, Serena's in there, in that butthole.
He's gonna go score with her.
Why is it always a guy with a van?
We gotta save her before Hartson bones her again.
Yeah, he's out of control. And, I just wanna say, you can score first if you want to, Butthead.
Beavis, I'm not gonna score. And you're not gonna score. We're gonna score.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Now let's go score before I change my mind.
Yeah!
All we need now is a car.
Butthead, we're in a car. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You really brought your A game today, Beavis.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Remember, Butthead, it's gonna go backwards like before.
Oh, yeah. You're on a roll, Beavis. Just gonna back this baby out and go score.
The car takes off forward, sideswiping other vehicles and garbage bins. Butthead donuts and weaves through traffic in pursuit.
Wait, I see her! I see her, Butthead! Speed up!
Okay, Beavis.
The van takes the Highland exit, and the car erratically follows. An agent peers in the rearview mirror.
Hang on. We're being followed.
What the hell?
Jim spots Beavis and Butthead and gulps. The car screeches around a curve.
There she is. Faster, Butthead. Come on, faster.
Who could it be?
Probably just someone who just happens to be going our way. To the store, perhaps.
It's the Venezuelans. Or Al-Qaeda.
Or the Venusians. Or Arcturus VI.
Or probably just someone going to the store. You know how you run out of milk?
I think it's time to put this baby into high gear, Beavis.
Yeah, let's do it, yeah. What does R stand for?
Really fast?
Yeah, let's go really fast.
Their back wheels lift up as they skid into a street pole. The airbags deploy and the van gets away.
You have a bag in your face.
Oh, yeah. Bag. Come on, Butthead. Come on, drive. We have to save Serena. Come on.
The car speeds in reverse. It scrapes against the walls of an alley, then hits an elderly woman's shopping cart. The small green car zooms through traffic. Cars quickly steer out of the way, causing them to crash into each other.
I think there's something wrong with this car.
The car's going backwards, Butthead.
Cool.
Whew. Well, I think we lost them. Nothing to worry about, I guess.
They're back. And they're driving backwards.
What the hell is happening? Who are these guys?
The East Germans trained their assassination teams to drive backwards to give their snipers a better field of vision.
The van turns through a residential neighborhood. Beavis and Butthead whip around a corner, following them.
We almost got him, Butthead. Hurry!
Smart Beavis and Butthead appear.
Beavis and Butthead, listen carefully. You only have 3 minutes to go through the portal. Our universe is hanging in the balance.
How did you get here?
Our universe has technology that you can only dream of. Can you watch porn on it?
Yes, an infinite amount.
Every scenario you can ever imagine.
But none of it will exist if you do not go through the portal.
Why did you not go through the portal before? It was right there, behind the classics department.
You could have saved the universe, and maybe learned how Latin is the basis of English grammar.
But no matter. At great personal expense, we have moved the portal again. It is now in your old home.
in the poorly renovated half-bathroom.
Enter now so the portal might seal itself, and you will return to a universe where you never went through the black hole, but instead lived your lives these past 24 years.
A projection shows a middle-aged Beavis and Butthead drinking beers and smoking cigarettes.
Who are those guys?
I don't know. They seem pretty cool, though.
Yeah, not too bad, really.
This show sucks.
Yeah, horrible. Change the channel, buddy. Come on, right now.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, hit him. Hit him again. Yeah. Come on, turn that show back on.
There is no time. Now, fly to the portal. Fly.
There's a stop sign, buddy.
Fly.
Smart Beavis and Butthead tumble out of the car. As they start to sit up, Butthead runs them over.
That was painful.
We must hasten to the...
He runs them over again.
Looks like we lost them. Woodson Street is right up ahead.
Serena and the agents cock their guns. Butthead veers the car across a highway. The car launches off the other side onto a street.
There they are, Butthead.
Sweet Christ! There's only 5 people in the world who could drive like that.
Yeah, again, probably just someone going out shopping and their transmission got stuck in reverse. Happens to me. Never happened to you?
I'm not going down without a fight.
Or, instead, you could pull over and let me out and...
He fires shots at the car. Beavis and Butthead keep still.
Cool. Someone put a little mirror here where you can, like, see behind...
I don't see it. Where?
We got him right where we want him.
The car tumbles into the house, smashing a hole.
Get out of the car!
Subtitles. Surrender warriors from Arcturus. Beavis and Butthead fall out of the wrecked car. Everyone's eyes widen.
Of course.
What the hell?
That's right, baby. Our little dance of seduction is now complete.
Oh, yeah.
Halt your fire! 24 years ago, you nearly destroyed me. And now you've traveled through time and space to try to destroy me again. I want to be the one to do this.
Yes.
Yes, it's really gonna happen.
Wait, but why are you happy?
Because, m'lady, we are about to score with thee.
Together.
Hang on. Do you think I'm going to have sex with you?
Yeah.
So, should we do it here or in the kitchen? Because, think that guy wants to watch or something?
Jim looks around.
Yeah. You said you'd have sex with us back at space camp. Remember?
What did I say at space camp? How would you guys like to do that, but do it for real? With me?
Whoa.
Yes!
That wasn't so hard, was it?
Well, actually, it was pretty hard until the last 5 minutes or so, but then I got barf on it, and then, you know, just, see you later.
To me, the most exciting part is re-entry.
Yeah, we get to do it twice.
Do it. So hard. Re-entry. Oh my god. You were never out to get me. You just wanted to have sex with me.
Yeah, baby.
Guilty as charged. You know what I'm saying?
These boys aren't my enemies, and they're not aliens out to destroy our way of life. They're just two very, very stupid and horny teenagers.
The agents lower their pistols.
I can't believe I've been hanging on to this for 24 years.
Yeah, I've been hanging on to it too.
And now, I know you mean you've been masturbating. It's all so simple.
Well, I'll be masturbating.
Let's all go home.
Oh, no. I'm not gonna let everyone just walk away from this. I know everything you've done, every law you've broken. That's right. From now on, it's gonna be my turn, because...
A glowing door.
Beavis and Butthead, hear us.
You need to open the door first, Smart Butthead.
Yes, yes, the door, yes. Well observed, Smart Beavis. Well observed, yes. Beavis and Butthead, hear us. You have mere seconds to enter the portal.
Only by the two of you entering this portal can our universes be saved.
Otherwise, the entire cosmos shall perish forever. Make haste.
Okay. case?
No! They are witnesses, and they are not going anywhere! And I don't know who you two freaks are, or how you're mixed up in this, but I'm gonna find out. I am done being a laughingstock. I've already called the Federal Whistleblower Hotline, and as soon as I get off hold...
Hello? Can I help you?
You sure can! I am calling from Highland, Texas, and I...
Jim gets sucked through the portal. The black hole above the house vanishes. Everyone glances at each other.
Well, I will be damned.
That appears to have worked.
We thought it needed to be the two of you to go through the portal, but I guess anything would have worked. We could have thrown a brick in there.
It's safe to say we were making it more complicated than it needed to be.
Well, we are the smartest Beavis and Butthead in all the cosmos. In absolute terms, we are still not so bright.
Okay, boys. No one can know what happened here tonight. So, what will it take to keep you quiet?
We want a score?
Oh, God. I mean, I suppose it's not the most disgusting thing I've done for my career. So would it have to be both of you?
That's right, Serena. We're a team.
Yep.
Oh, God. This is... rough. I'm gonna need a minute to think about this.
Serena, whatever you decide, you know, like, either way, there's something I need to tell you. Something I tried to say before, but I didn't have the courage.
Go ahead, Beavis.
Serena, I've been on a long journey, and I've been to outer space, and I've been in a toilet, and I think, I've been to some other places that I don't remember, but,
You went to college.
And, I went to college, and,
And you went to jail.
I don't remember that. Anyway, along the way, I learned some things and stuff or something. And so now I finally am ready to say to you what I've been wanting to say, which is that I love...
Come on, kid. You can do it.
I love you, Serena. For years I have watched you from afar, through the portal, entranced by your beauty, your elegance, your grace, your intelligence, your knowledge of science.
Wait a second.
And I have a better offer for you. Come with me to my universe, and I will show you the mysteries of the cosmos as we travel across the galaxies, beyond anything NASA will ever achieve, fulfilling all the dreams you ever had since you were a little girl, staring up at the stars.
Wow. That is surprisingly everything I've ever dreamed of.
I have an offer, too. I found a coupon in the car for Taco Bell. And I was thinking, maybe we could go have a taco. Although I was thinking we might score.
You know what? So was I.
Yeah, sometimes the Taco Bell has a Pizza Hut. You know, if you don't like tacos, or nachos. You know. I have a gigantic schlong. I hope that's okay.
The three step through the portal.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I knew it. Here we go again.
Beavis, you're a dumbass.
The agents shuffle out as Beavis and Butthead laugh side by side, now on the couch.
And there you have it. The greatest story ever told.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
We promised those government buttholes that we wouldn't tell anyone what happened, and they gave us a brand new TV and put our house back exactly the way it was.
Yeah, and it wasn't me, but somewhere out there, there's a Beavis who scored.
The view leaves Beavis and Butthead, reaching toward a starry night sky. In a futuristic utopian coliseum, smart Beavis and Butthead open grand doors into an arena filled with cheering aliens. Stairs lead to a podium where a royal Beavis and Butthead await. Smart Beavis and Butthead climb the stairs and halt before the royal couple.
Smart Beavis and Smart Butthead, we honor you.
For you, Smart Beavis, are the first among us to score.
And you, Smart Butthead, were able to watch by hiding in a suitcase at the foot of the bed.
Serena left immediately and is not returning phone calls or texts.
But no matter. Tonight, we celebrate!
Smart Beavis and Butthead hoist their fists into the air. Infinite versions of Beavis and Butthead from different realities cheer with jubilance. Credits: Executive Producers Mike Judge, Lou Morton, Michael Rotenberg, Chris Pernowski, Shannon Pernowski, Ben Kalina, Antonio Canobio. Co-Executive Producers David Jafferbaum, Jess Dweck. Consulting Producers Chris Marcel, Morgan Murphy, Dan O'Keefe. Animation produced by Titmouse Incorporated. Supervising Producer Jennifer Ray. Producer Matthew Mahoney. Editors Robert James Ash and Phil Davis. Casting by Julie Ashton. Casting Associate Joseph Camarota. Dialogue Editors John Bowen, Matthew Brousseau, and Mike Mendez. Associate Producer Angela Beavers. Production Managers Jeffrey Perez, Alex Maynard, and Jenna Nagler. More credits roll. Copyright 2022 Viacom International Incorporated. All rights reserved. Logos Judgmental Films, 3 Arts Entertainment, Titmouse Incorporated, MTV Entertainment Studios.
Sure.